Support for WAMC comes from the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area, featuring 100 partner heritage attractions connecting people to the story of the Hudson River Valley. HudsonRiverValley.com. It's 6:20. This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In baseball in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 2-1. The Red Sox had a day off and will open a two-game series at Fenway against San Francisco. In the National League, the Cubs stopped an 8-game losing streak against the New York Mets with a 5-1 victory. A senior employee of Major League Baseball was among the three people killed in a plane crash late Saturday night in Esperance in Schoharie County. MLB.com says 48-year-old Suzanne Hilgefort of Connecticut was killed along with her husband, Michael Meidlars. Hilgefort was among the longest-tenured employees of Major League Baseball, most recently serving as the Senior Director of Broadcast Business Affairs. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The NFL will test computer chips in footballs this preseason to determine how well the balls perform, particularly in the kicking game. Data collected from the chips could also help with officiating in the future, including goal line and short yardage plays. In the NCAA, the Times Union reports Guilderland High School basketball star Andrew Playtech says he will be playing for the North Carolina Tar Heels for the 2017-18 season. The World Anti-Doping Agency's executive board has called on the International Olympic Committee to ban all Russian teams from the Rio Olympics. That came after an investigator looking into Russian doping found the country's state-directed cheating program resulted in at least 312 falsified results in a four-year period through 2015. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.